Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clip. Say, let me get some of this here shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a bitch, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I would never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage!
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 cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Seattle putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I Chuck Nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but heads just get played out like beavers. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murderer, I'm still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make your ear just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so cold for static. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
get
this shit, right?
I take a puff and I blow up like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock at the dawn. Yes, I still rock on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born.
Now when it comes to the hippest in hip-hop, I make the lips drop. Knees not buckle and shake their hooves and make the wrong move. Get dusted, busted, whack and see. You can't cut the mustard, I stick it to you like voodoo. So who do you think you're fooling? Not Rick, but ruling. You couldn't hang with the new. You what? Your goose will get cooked. You what? Look up in the sky. Why? The fly, robin, fly. Giving you whatever suits. You got the size 8 Timberlands to boot ya. Oops, upside your head. Hey yo, I'm seeing red like a bull. Baby, I got the pull of a knot. Red fox, cutting out fox me. Because I'm foxy like brown. Break it down now. What? From the end to the start, lyrical murderer. Pump spirit, hearts, I'm tearing parts to pieces. Like Reese's, I freak it. Speak it in tongues, put you on like Benita Applebaum. You can't see me, you're blind to the fact that I'm on deck. Swinging on the wax, striking them out like bats. Hats off, blast off, watch me rock it. Sock it to ya, whatever it takes to do ya. Done, done, top gun. It's the lady of rage, still rated number one, motherfucker.
Ravens, everybody's in the band of buildings, carries the children, cause they're illin', addicted to killing, and the appeal from the cap villain. Without feeling, but will they last or be blasted? Or that it's past it? Maybe you're listening to this casket, the aftermath. More bodies being buried, I'm missing my homies in a hurry, they relocating to the cemetery. Got me worried, stressing my business blurry. The question is, will I live? No one in the world loves me, I'm headed for danger. Don't trust strangers for one in the chamber whenever I'm feeling this anger. Don't wanna make excuses, cause this is how it is. What's the use unless we shoot? No one notices the youth. It's just me against the world, baby.
Couldn't cuss, man. I had a sound that told me though. We ran a picture on the couldn't tell. And couldn't nobody diss my nigga. Damn, I miss my nigga. Don't let the drink get like that, y'all. Pour out a little liquor.
My cousin down last year,
ran a
steam
tank. Pour out a little liquor.
My cousin down last year,
what that you drinking on? Drinking on gin, smoking on blunts and it's on. Reminiscing about my niggas that's dead and gone and know they fubby. So that's why I still get fubby, cause I'm losing all my homies in the fubby. I got my back against the brick wall, shots in the circle. My knuckles turn purple, mama told me, son, there'll be days like this, don't wanna think so. I hit the drink and say, click. We had plans to be a big time team, rolling in mall cars, moving them keys, and now I roll up the window, blaze up the window, get towed down for my niggas in the pen, yo. It's time getting big and strong, and I love them like you're going to my home till you come home. And the years don't fly away quickness, you do the time, and I'll keep battling your pen.
Shot at, trying to get chased by the police and arrested. Niggas need a spot where we can kick it, a spot where we belong, that's just for us. Niggas ain't gotta get all dressed up and be Hollywood. You know what I mean? Where do niggas go when we die? Ain't no heaven for a thug nigga. That's why we go to Thug Mansion. That's the only place where thugs getting free, and you gotta be a G at Thug Mansion. A place to spend my quiet nights, time to unwind, so much pressure in this life of mine. I cried times, I once contemplated suicide, and would have tried, but when I held that knife, all I could see was my mama's eyes. No one knows my struggle, they only see the trouble, not knowing it's hard to carry on when no one loves you. Picture me inside the misery of poverty. No man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. Praying hard for better days, promise to hold on. Me and my dogs ain't have a choice but to roll on. We found a finally spot to kick it, where we could drink liquor and know what bickers over trick shit. A spot where we could smoke in peace, and even though we G's, we still visualize places that we can roll in peace. And in my mind's eye, I see this place, the players going fast. I got a spot for us all, so we can ball at Thug's Magic.
Every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Little Hennessy, laid back and cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion.
Well, I survive all the fights in the darkness, trouble sparks. They tell me home is where the heart is, they're departed. I've said that two tears that couldn't sleep good for multiple years. Witness peers cast gunshots, nobody cares. Seen the politicians banners, they rather see us locked in chains. Please explain why they can't stand us. Is there a way for me to change? Or am I just a victim of things I did to maintain? I need a place to rest my head with the little bit of homeboys that remain. Cause all the rest there, is there a spot for us to grow? If you find it, I'll be right behind you. Show me and I'll go. How can I be peaceful? I'm coming from the bottom. Watch my daddy scream peace while the other man shot him. I need a house that's full of love when I need to escape the deadly place of slinging drugs. It's Thug's Mansion.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Little Hennessy, laid
back and cool every hour, cause it's all good. No stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion. Every girl needs a
dear mama, don't cry, your baby boy's doing good. Tell the homies I'm in heaven and they ain't got hood. Seen a show with Marvin Gaye last night. It had me shook, dripping peppermint schnapps with Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke. Then some lady named Billie Holiday sang, sitting there kicking it with Malcolm till the day came. Little Tasha show grown, tell a lady in the liquor store that she's forgiven, so come home. Maybe in time you understand, only God can save us. When Miles Davis cutting loose with the band, just think all the people that you knew in the past that passed on, they in heaven found peace that lasts. Picture a place that they exist together. There has to be a place better than this in heaven. So right before I sleep, dear God, wear a mask and remember this face. Save me a place in Thug's Manor.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. There's a place we back and cool every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion. Every ghetto needs a Thug Mansion.
Free them all. Hello?
You like to know whatever y'all is. I can load it.
Live and direct.
Y'all hear that talk? Y'all hear that background talk? Camera 3, all this. We just want this professional around here, y'all. Yeah.
We're live and direct, Brother
Jimmy. Live and direct, y'all. Let them bend with the Cub with us. Don't bend with us. Cub with us for a minute, y'all. If you sounded so strong, Ginger, you know what I'm saying? It's Ginger to some people, y'all. Be clear. Roll Ginger. Man. Ooh. That's a wake up call with coffee to sleep. Y'all bear with us, y'all. We gonna be live and direct. Hey, we tying in episode of Free Them All Radio, September 13th, 2023. We gonna be talking about Attica, man. I'm tying it in. 1971. Uprising, one of the phenomenal uprisings had occurred. Yes, indeed, my brother, that Ginger, that real talk. I guess the herbs are working, no doubt. Look, my sister, I got that. I try my coffee alternative in a minute too. We gonna be September 13th, 27 years after Young Pac, Tupac Amaru, the Young Panther Cub. It's taken from us, you dig? They hit him September 9th, and they transitioned September 13th, man. So we say long live Panther Cub Park. September, the uprising of Attica, which Governor Nelson Rockefeller had sent in National Guard, and September 13th resulted in a total of 31 people murdered, including guards, prison guards. We on the heels also of just coming up acknowledging August 30th, 2023. 75 years of Chairman Perez's birthday. We're going to be coming up on December 4th, which will be the 54th year after the Saturday Channel Friend. We're going to Channel Friend half a day. Be live directly, you know what I'm saying? So y'all bear with us and club with us, y'all. Get y'all pens and papers, you know what I'm saying? This historical stuff. We making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. We're going to be getting it. We can't get it. We ain't got the seal in our hand because the seal is out there on the wall. We do have a proclamation. That's right. Yes, indeed. She was carried over here in a suitcase with handcuffs to their wrist. Make sure they don't get lost, y'all. Proclamation. Officially acknowledging Chairman Fred Hampton Day, y'all. Real talk, y'all. So y'all bear with us. Until they get set up, Sister Conrad, let me know if you got any callers in queue, any questions until they get set up. Let me know. Sister Conrad, let me know if you got any callers in queue. I know a lot of stuff is happening in Milwaukee. Hot.
You want us to turn our cameras off for now?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, after this.
So, Conrad, let me know if we get any calls in, too, to bring them in.
Grandma, Brother Chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1.
I'm Brother Robert Taylor in the building.
We were trying to say battery, though.
I ain't got no pen and no pad. I'm shooting straight from the hip. You dig? I remember that movie, Judas and the Black Messiah, when Dominique Fishback with Tran, Chairman Fred. Dominique Fishback portraying Deborah Johnson. And Daniel Kaluuya, which was portraying Chairman Fred, he came in the office. He said something about the speech writers or something. Daniel Kaluuya, portraying Chairman Fred, said, hey, I ain't writing no speeches. I shoot from the heart. I come right from the heart. You did. That's how we're going to do this here. Shoot straight from the hip.
No, there's no one with good to
We're going to be up in Annie. I know y'all okay to call in. So they'll say y'all type in some of the questions. And I try to tap in with the answer to my brother. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all seen the last piece. We got a whole piece we're going to be coming out soon with y'all, those who didn't make it up here August 30th. But even I'm just going to say the prelude up until the 30th has been phenomenal. The snippets we've been dropping at y'all, man, propaganda, it's been phenomenal. It's Commandante Ernesto Che Guevara said that the role of the propagandist is as important as that of the guerrilla. The role of the propagandist is as important as that of the guerrilla. Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. We are honored. And Medes, he says, your work and your work with your father helped us find some of our organizations. Power to the people right on. We honor it, sir. Yes, indeed. I want to talk about that, too. I want to talk about that. Y'all may know I got my Panther Cubs. I got my Cub vest back. I might throw my vest back on because I did kind of get brought up on some charges. I really don't want to express internal business, but DC Youngfly got the Chairman's vest. And our comrades said, Chairman, have we done that? We've been lying here. So I had to follow this war myself because I got to answer to the Cub Code. But he's been putting in work with it, you know what I'm saying? Yes, indeed. So if I get in the follow-up base, I'm going to put that vest back on, give me back charged up. Yes, indeed. I didn't feel like it may get hooked up, may brawl. Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Gonna pay for the end because you can run from, but you can't hide because the only way is gonna be stronger down there. So it's going down one way or another. Man. Who was it? Say, do I still rap? You remember, who was that, man? You take it way back. Wow. Derrick Dwayne, no doubt about it. Man, we played basketball in the alley with that alley ball. As Reggie, wow, man. We played basketball. Oh, man, right on, bro. Oh, yes, indeed, took me back. Oh, wow. I do spoken word still, man. So, yeah, man. Took me back there, bro. We played alley ball together.
We're recording, but we're not live yet.
Okay.
We're recording, but we're not live yet.
Does everybody know their camera number?
Hey,
do you guys know your number?
Y'all stay rolling with us to December, boy, and after that, we're going to discuss. I feel real good about this.
So we're recording.
Thank you for calling. We're calling some hosts, the comrades have been this man.
You want to complete this anchor on that one? Silence your phones. How good are you guys at that?
They have them on.
And
Roll. Yeah, it's up, eyes open, the fist clinch. We are September 13th. Significant for a number of reasons. We come on the heels of a date which stands in the minds and hearts of those who were held captive in particular. One of the largest prison uprisings the country has witnessed, that of Attica. And for those who are not familiar with Attica, it was uprising in response to the conditions that so many were held in and still were held in. And what many people euphemistically refer to as the correctional centers, but
okay, so we restart.
Okay.
Also, if your headsets are on like full power, just turn them down a little bit because that was loud.
Yeah, it's your loud.
But
I love this team energy, y'all. I love this mechanics, all this, how this works. I love it. I love it. That's a biggie.
Where's the camera? Where's the
jeans
go? What's your jeans go?
That's a whole team of.
We have a transmitter, so we can connect to that.
Young people, yeah. You know, and they professional at this. They got this dug out. Like, I'm digging this. Yeah.
And this mic ain't in the way. If I go like this, it's cool. I go like this. It ain't in the way.
Spot.
Okay. Right. Feel good.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clench. Welcome to another edition of Freedom On Radio. We're live and direct at the historical, and I emphasize the historical Hampton House. House of Chairman Fred Hampton grew up in. Yeah, we here. The spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history. And I'll tying in a few things. Our weekly. It's all love. It's all love. It's all love. It's all love. Y'all bear with us when we say cub with us, y'all. They cool on waters and stuff.
Everybody cool on
one.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Balls back there. You ready?
Yep. Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. Welcome to another edition of Freedom All Radio. We are live and direct here at the historical. Now, again, I emphasize the historical Hampton House, house in which Chairman Fred Hampton grew up in. I'm at the table, which has been, I guess, embellished a little bit with the Cuff logo on it, but it's the same table that, you know, Chairman, well, before he was Chairman Fred, he sat at. Some, same paneling, wood paneling doors, same fixtures in this house. In fact, one brother said that when we first came to the Hampton House, he requested, he said, "Chairman, please don't throw away nothing." I said, "No, I'm trying to struggle against hoarding and holding stuff." He said, "Do you understand that this is the house that the dishes that Chairman Fred himself ate out of?" So we just, again, we at the historical Hampton House. We Wednesday, September 23rd. Wednesdays, we have our weekly radio program, our weekly program on live. So those who don't know, make sure you tap in to Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube. Comes Wednesday every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., 8:30 p.m. Central Time. September 13th, significant that day. Significant, we hear we say politics sometimes like real estate, time and location, all that. We have September 13th, a day in which marks the anniversary of one of the most phenomenal uprisings this country has witnessed. And initially, sometimes I would say the prison uprising, but the deal is this dynamic, it transcended the prisons. It was a connection from those who were held captive outside the community. It was a climate. There was a conversation about people like Field Marshal George Jackson, a conversation about Sada Shakur when she was on the run, on the lam. It was connected, you know, so it was not just a conversation in the cell block, it was a combination in throughout the ghettos and barrios and reservations. It was a conversation that was being held in Vietnam, the Philippines, Africa. It was revolutionary time. And it was not uncommon for people to be clear with the purpose of prison serving. In fact, it was a climate what people related to what William Thoreau said in Civil Disobedience. In an unjust society, the only place for a just man, I'm going to paraphrase it, a just man or a just woman was prison. It was a climate in which children hold their chest up high. Say, my father's locked up or my mother's on the run. And we've seen the assassinations of Field Marshal George Jackson, young John Jackson. People clearly were assassinated. We've seen the response of San Quentin, Attica, you name it. Attica in particular. In which the then governor of New York, Nelson Rockefeller, his response was to deploy the National Guard. And they came in, and the final day, September 13th, resulted in, I think, 31 people being murdered, including guards. Now, I say including guards because even to that, Jonathan Jackson, August 7, 1970, a commandeer went up to Marion County Courthouse to take commandeer Sheriff and McGee, others, and to Judge Heaney, and his position was, we're going down to the radio station to broadcast to the world what's happening here. And he himself, John Jackson, was subsequently assassinated. And mind you, John Jackson was not locked up. He came in on his term. He came in. And I'm gonna talk about that, too. You know, we can include the conversation I'm having with my young brother in particular, but the people in general, about some of the significance about that. Because a lot of times people don't know saying that commitment, that sacrifice. Because, you know, a lot of people just lump everything in together. Say, well, I know some people that fought against the police. I know people that done this and that. But that dynamic of a revolutionary, that dynamic of the significance of that. And not in an egotistical way, a dogma, or that you're better than somebody, but to distinguish that. We also, we'd be remiss not to mention, acknowledge this day, which is the physical loss of Young Panther Cub, Tupac Amaru Shakur, who though he was hit in Las Vegas September 9th, subsequently took his last breath September 13th. We got 27 years later, and someone put a meme up yesterday and said, stop attempting to compare Tupac to the rest of these rappers. She said, there's no comparison. Pac, was bigger than the phenomenon of hip-hop, but Pac, as another cool comrade, Cool and Jerry said, Pac needed an organization, of the Pac, you know what I'm saying? But Pac, what he worked with, the time he had to work with, he made revolutionary leaps and bounds. Panther Cub, by birth and by battle, government recognizes potential. Park held the line, you dig? And we'll do that from the States. It's long live legacy, Tupac Amaru Shakur. We also on the hills coming across this past, coming past this past August 30th, which be we'll hit the Chairman Fred's 75th birthday. Had he not been assassinated December 4th, 1969, along with Defense Captain Mark Clark. And we had some phenomenal events. We're going to talk about that. You look on the flyer today, you've seen with Diffness, we have Park in his last hours. We also had, below that, you had the images of 2337 West Monroe, we call Chairman Fred Hampton Way. In fact, that's where that street sign is up there. The mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, that he passed, read and handed over the proclamation. We can talk about that also. And the proclamation technically will be read in City Hall, but this proclamation, some unique dynamics with it, was read right there on that site, 2337 West Monroe / Chairman Fred Hampton Way. We're working on that too, though. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but that's some next steps we're working on too to get that name correct over there. And that was a phenomenal move. We left there and we just sealed the mayor of Maywood, Illinois. And put the actual seal. Man, take a book with actual seal and put the seal by the house, the historical landmark. We talk about the rap down here. This is phenomenal. What Aquatic Center was at. We'll talk about that. We're going to go straight in with it, y'all. So, again, this is going to be a little different. It's going to be a little different change of pace today with call-ins. Y'all listen in, tap in with us. Y'all forget the background noise. That's the Hampton House Hounds doing their thing, man. You know what I'm saying? They feel it's a different environment today, so they on point, they on guard. So, man, let's do this here. Let's I'm shoot from the hip on open up. You know what I'm saying? Over to the Hampton House. I just want to also preface with this, too. You can see, you can't see what you can't see. Some of the background is happening right today. We got some, you know, some phenomenal forces here. Youngsters in particular, too. So, and I want to point that out. And you're hearing different turns, and, you know, camera three, camera two, so on and so forth. I'm loving this. You know what I'm saying? We had a few takes. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some mistakes. We have some bumps in the road. But the mistakes belong on us. You dig? You know what I'm saying? This is a hell of an era of time. Because, again, a lot of times in the past, while we were fighting, adversarial forces were flicking. They were taking our history down. And they can co-opt and water down. We want to make sure that we have forces aligned with us so we can make history, take history, and tape our own history, y'all. So we live on Jericho Free Amar Radio. Let's see.
Live on Jericho Free Amar Radio. Peace.
We want to see my brother.
I go by the name of Rico Side. So tell me, I was with you the day of August 30th. Finally made it official. Official Tell Me Fred Hampton Senior Day. Before we get to that, we're going to talk about all the 11 stops that we made on the 30th, all 11, in the order that we did. So for the first one, I just want you to explain the significance of them and why we had to stop them for the 4-7 for him to see their house attached to him and his legs.
Well, I just want you to, you know, Rico, shout you, you know, but you said you were with me that day. I want to say this for, you know what I'm saying, I know you and many others not in this for to be acknowledged, but I just want to take a moment, because a lot of times we see different moves that are made, different programs that happen with revolutionary organizations, whether it be the Black Panther Party Free Breakfast Program. People say, that's nice, they had the grits and eggs out there. But I think it's important, it's imperative to point out about, like, you know, certain war stories that happen to get to that stage. Jack Holloway, his brother, he was in the Black Panther Party. And we was talking about one time, he said, you know, a lot of cats in the party, they would, like, crack on them with tackle, you know, because he dressed real sharp, you know, so it was a different class dynamic also. We say Chairman Fred would say something like, you know, Chairman Fred was able to grab people from whatever walks of life they came from, you know, so what are points of unity. And he talked about this situation one time when Chairman Fred had gave him an address to go pick up some milk for the Black Panther Party Free Breakfast Program. And when he seen the address, he like, man, I'm not going down there. He said, Chairman Fred said, go down there to get the milk. And he said, you know, and Chairman Fred walked like it was foregone conclusion. He had walked away. So he said, it must be the wrong address or something. when he went down there, he said, when you get that first white cast, they come like, you know, man, who is this coming out? And when he said, Chairman Fred sent me down here, he talked about how they, man, they got to load the milk up on the truck and everything for the free breakfast program. And he was, he said, man, and the confidence he had, just, you know, to carry that back, you know what I'm saying? And he's seen an impact with children getting this milk and other breakfast spot. This is something a lot of times people have a elementary assessment or a reactionary assessment, you know what I'm saying? To say like, you know, they didn't think the breakfast just come out the sky or something like this here. These are different dynamics, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to correlate that to even the program we're talking about for August 30th. There was a lot of discussion, a lot of dialogue, who we going to get, who's going to pick up who. And a lot of times people talk to me, they want to lay it out plan. What time we do this? I say, no, this is a revolutionary organization. We anticipate around August 30th or December 4th, anticipated heat, you know, anticipated heat, no police harassment, so on and so forth. People in the state operates in different ways. A lot of people work with the state, don't even work with the state. I tell people I lost forces in this organization. I lost people in the movement, not just to the graveyard and prisons, to relationships, you know what I'm saying, to habits. You know what I'm saying? And you can look at the time of it, you know, it may seem simple or just a coincidence, but certain dynamics happen. Our comrades from indigenous community, Super Comrade Connors and others, and they touched down how we move it, Brother Barry. And up to, I hate to start naming people because I know I'm missing people. But even how we, that morning, it was other forces that we did and not anticipate coming in. We dialogue, we got to pick up this, we got to get the shirts the last minute, we got to get the people get transportation, who going to pick up who security detail, you know what I'm saying? And we say, okay, well, we got the Hampton House Guard, we got to stop there. Phone calls, like, okay, we need some balloons put up there. I mean, you and a healthy hood and Allen, we talking, but we can't get, we got to choose. We're going to get the people set up on the gate, or we going to do this. Okay. While we talking, the comrades and business community said, well, we got an idea. It's something that we do. And in the Native community, the Natives, they're the term that you like these stringers or something, and they fly in the wind. We can go get them, put them up. We tell comrades, see, now let's get the car, we rolling. We supposed to have a breakfast set. That's when our initial stops. We say we want to, now people was laughing. They said, Chairman Fred, why would you say you're going to be somewhere at 7:50 in the morning? Because it's a joke. Oh, Chairman Fred, you be late, but you'll be there. You know what I'm saying? But you will be there. So I wanted this to be 7:50 in the morning for a reason. I wanted to 75 in people's brains, their hearts, you know what I'm saying? 75. So we set to be at the church on the south side. Why the south side? A lot of times people are struggling. Man, I see the flyer. It's more events on the west side as opposed to the south side. You know what I'm saying? So we want to make sure we hit south side, west side, Maywood, all these strategic political hits. And so we set to do the breakfast at 63rd. We get the word that morning from Pastor David, others, that the church can't be open early. So we back and so Cassandra Green, Dr. LaShawn, they picking up. I mean, people work. It's kind of not in the same spirit, but we're talking about the machine with the system. It's not just the police that attack us. It's the way the media reports. It's a machine. The way the media reports it, don't report it. The way the school system, the way we take it, the way other people look at it. It's the climate of it. On the other hand, a revolutionary climate, how people don't need direct, okay, to be spoon-fed. You do this, you do that. Picking up, you know, we talked about even how we reference this. It's not no event for me. This Chairman Fred, this is what our representatives birth. This people got to embody it. It belongs to us. Like when people, you see uprisings in the community, people say, well, we shouldn't be telling our own community. The people can relate. That's not our community. They can feel it. No, this is my community. I should be able to go in and talk to them with respect. We make sure these people understand they embody. This Chairman Fred's birthday is the people's thing. And the people was involved and they pick it up. Whenever they see any loose strings, I can pick up. I can do this. I know how to drive. I got a car. We pull up. We gonna do the free breakfast program right there in front of the church. The doors can be closed. We're going to be right there in front of the church. We get there. We see the time. We put our ear to the ground. We move on what we call a political pivot. Because a lot of times people come in, they need that layout for them. Well, what am I going to do this time? What time the person come in and make a speech? We get there. You know what I'm saying? You touch down. Some other forces touch down. You say, well, they got some people right here, man, or the migrants, man. They hanging out here. Time, right, everybody, to 63rd and Justine, come on down. People say, well, there's some language barriers, so on and so forth. And next thing you know, we talking about, you tell us about the technology they got where they can translate. Next thing you know, we got them on the phone in Venezuela saying, long live Chairman Fred. And this is, mind you, when you talk about the Panther Party, Free Breakfast Program, they didn't have access to a lot of this technology, social media, you know, seeing the iPhones, none of this type of stuff. But we moved on a pivot. So we right there, we pull up. You know, so we had some car accidents, you know what I'm saying, that morning, little bumps. Kept on moving. We do the Free Breakfast Program on 63rd. We're on the south side. Boom. We got our next stop. And, I mean, let me know if I'm moving too fast. We hit our next stop. We see our next stop is strategically right to where Emmett Till's house is at. We pull up there, Emmett Till's house, 64th and St. Lawrence. And we'll get there. I'll talk about some of the irony of that. We on this block. My maternal grandmother, my mother's mother, and my cousin, Rachel, we talked about this here. She stayed right there across the street from Emmett Till's house. You know, I said some of the irony was that my paternal grandmother, my father's mother, she babysitted Emmett Till. And I said, that is weird, the correlation with this. But while we out there, the families of Breonna Taylor's auntie, Cortez Rice, you know what I'm saying, Jamar Rice's father, Jacob Blake, they pulled right up. People in the community pulled up. My grandmother's landlord, they pulled up, you know. So we're right there on the block. We drawing the correlations. People pull up who didn't speak English. We had a whole political education right there on City Park in St. Lawrence. A lot of young cats who around. A lot of people don't know that in Chicago, this area, this is like walking distance from what they call O Block. You know what I'm saying? So you got, you know, people from the FDG, G Duck, the Von King Von, all these different dynamics. We have to have some young brothers with us that these cats. They said, wait a minute, we know this is significant about Emmett Till bill here. So we tied this in. We put a political analysis transcending geographical and generational lines. So that was our next. That's our stop there. So I can go to our next stop, too, if they move too fast.
Stop being Spurs of Jay Winters, 90% so. We actually went to the site where Spurs of Jay Winters was assassinated.
P. Davis and Calumet. Contradictions, you did. Minister UEP Newton said that contradictions are the ruling principle of the universe. Contradictions are the ruling principle of the universe. I said on occasion one time, matter of fact, the Hampton House Hounds, dogs had some puppies recently, one of the puppies, and we lost some of the puppies, and we think it was a result of somebody poisoning the puppies or the dog. And I talked about the contradictions of life and death. We went to the place, Peter McCall, you remember, Spurgeon Jake Winters, where he was gunned down. Before he was gunned down, he defended himself. In fact, he defended himself against Chicago police, Galuli and Rappaport, where they subsequently took him out. He shot his body up over 30 minutes, even shot the bottom of his feet up. And this was depicted in the movie, Judas and the Black Messiah, the Algy snippet plays Jake Winters. Jake was assassinated November 13, 1969, south side of Chicago. And similar to the movie, Chairman said he wanted to make sure the medical center was named after him to show that dynamic. You know, saying how a lot of times people have an elementary assessment. Oh, yeah, Panthers, revolutionary, gun, kill, murder. Is that the Minister of Health, Ronald Doc Satchel, who hit up, man, did a hell of a job, man. You know what I'm saying? The medical center was a hell of a, was also my godfather. He said, man, we are armed propaganda unit. He said, we spend most of our time serving the people by these programs. That's important to note, because a lot of times people deal with absolutes, where you got the gun, you just going to, you know, you just on shoot them up, bang, bang. The name of the Black Panther Party was the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And if you go right down that site, it's Ferguson J. Winters, who was a valedictorian at Inglewood High School. I just said, whoa, boy. They can't comprehend it. It don't mix. It don't jive. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Your Sunday out of cold in New York. You know, who's on in the car with Asada Shakur? You know what I'm saying? Her co-defendant when you know, Sunday out of cold, a phenomenal revolutionary who released not that long ago. Phenomenal. Who told Neil Armstrong, the one who they say supposed to be the first man land on the moon, taught him geometry. Sunday, you know, a phenomenal revolutionary who I look up to that the utmost reverence and respect for. And people say, well, they can't, these definitions, it don't fit what people have been given. And certain in the Black Panther Party, they had countless representatives of those who can cannot be contained or boxed in to this reactionary definition that the system tried to give him. But Spurs and Jake Winters defending himself, you know what I'm saying? He moved in defense and self-defense. You know what I'm saying? And it would remain in the hearts and minds of the people. And when Alfie did and Kyrie met, I'm pressing that because I'm going to tell you about how his name came back up again later on during the tour. We left there. We moved to Ground Zero, 2337 West Chairman Fred Hathaway, because we called it what we wanted to be right now. Alfie said, say my role, that's what it is now, but we still say Chairman Fred Hathaway. And every year, like, we have a discipline. It was 12 o'clock, clench fist now, start what we're doing. Brothers and sisters in prison, stop what they're doing, clench fist now. Acknowledging the day two of our twin towers, quote unquote, fell. 21-year-old Deputy Chairman Fred and 22-year-old Defense Captain Mark Clark. Showing that revolutionary discipline and stop what you're doing, clench fist now, wherever you at, Central Time. And, you go back through it, you know what I'm saying? And the two main dates with us is August the 30th and December the 4th. And I remember even when the coronavirus, the pandemic, the plandemic was happening really heavy, people saying, well, y'all shouldn't come outside. And we said, Mother Comrade, 1,000 pigs can hold, 1,000 horses can hold it back from coming over there. And we was there. And we had a solidarity statement. This year in particular, we had the mayor of Chicago, Mayor Brandon Johnson. People say, what's going on? They seen the security detail pull up and everything, you know. And people say, you know, they ain't know, a lot of people know what was happening. But the proclamation was read. We did an opening and right before Mother Comrade gave a virtual tour of what happened December 4th. And this is the actual proclamation, the actual official proclamation to make it Chairman Fred Hathaway, not just for August 30th, 2023, but from here on out, you know what I'm saying, from here on out, that August 30th be Chairman Fred Hathaway. And this is something that the mayor has said. I want you to pay attention on Instagram and social media. Look how many people still can't say chairman, you know what I'm saying? Just watch it, you know what I'm saying? How much damage a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? How much state, how much damage they've done to them. This is a phenomenal move, you know what I'm saying? Again, it was leaps and bounds. So, again, this proclamation, August 30th, man.
I want you to explain how long it took to get there.
It's hard for me to put a timeline on even this move in particular. But this is, I think it's a combination. It's a culmination of long, ongoing work that my predecessors, our ancestors, they've been holding, line. It's been highs and lows in the struggle, you know, of us holding. I remember days on August 30th, intense heat, it's hot. Me and my mother comrade out there by herself. I remember days of freezing cold, December the 4th. We out there by ourselves, right there in front of that site. I remember days when, you know, when police would come through, you know, take pictures and pull up on them. They still take pictures, but they would. I remember, in fact, I remember one situation myself. It's when most definitely came. We put the street sign up there. Most definitely, I was out seeing Bay. And a young brother was on security with me. And he kept on giving too much attention to the regular police, the rank and file. And I pulled him, I said, man, this bigger than that, man. Mister. He's like, no, he had police over. I said, dude, on the rooftops, four houses down. And he's seen those, you know, seeing the guy with sunglasses on. He said, whoa. I said, dude, this ain't no local action here, man. You know what I'm saying? I said, this is, they came here, Chairman Fred. It was, I mean, one of the police that came on the assassination was Dorothy. One of them was CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. This ain't no patrol boy action. So we've been holding the line, you know, for quite some time. You know, it's been highs and lows with this. Be consistent is the one from, we've had NRD, National Revolutionary Day. And even when I was, before I got locked up, before I was kidnapped, we was actually talking about the apartment building. We were trying to get that apartment building. And the slumlord that owned it, we were trying to raise the money to get it. But right before we said to really kick off the campaign to raise the funds, I was issued a major case, which the state said, I was supposed to firebomb two Carino stores in Southside Chicago. And I was locked up. And then when I was locked up, that building, the building on Madison West, California, the actual headquarters, and the building on Madison Levitt that a painter, Chairman Fred and Malcolm X, was tore down the three-week time period. Ding, ding, ding. Boom, boom, boom. They hit them like that. And this is like a war tactic. When Napoleon, when they came through Egypt, they hit the stinks of the nose. They say, get rid of the Negro features. And that's where the 21-gun salute come from. They say, keep it, come on, shoot it. Knock those features off. So either to get rid of that building was a strategic war tactic. I remember one time I came by there with Temple, the assassination occurred at, and the brothers was hustling real heavy. I said, talk to them. I said, man, y'all know where y'all at? They said, man, the police don't mess with us right here. And I told them the history. I said, this is Chairman Fred assassinated. He said, man, we didn't know that. He said, we up. And we left. We out of here. Similar to like in West Oakland. You know, the government flooded with dope. That's what the U.N. Department was. That was a hotbed, you know. But we didn't ask, go to the heart of the question. This is not in all be all. The proclamation, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate, we say right on, but the revolutionary has been, the U.N. Union said it's never satisfied. Attempting to make this, get this in the minds and hearts of people. I look forward to a day. Today happens to be Mexican Independence Day. And you will see people ride through the community with the Mexicano flags with a pride. And I respect that. I appreciate that. I look forward to the day that the black community in particular, and all oppressed colonized communities in general throughout the world can ride through, you know what I'm saying, the black and light blue Panther colors, the flag of Chairman Fred. It's a policy that transcends geographical, even language barriers. In fact, brother told me they went to Brazil for the first time. They say one of them had a T-shirt with Tupac on it. And the cats came out of the favelas. It's like the ghettos inside the mountains. And they had AK-47s. And it was finna get antagonistic with them. But as soon as they seen Tupac on their shirt, they couldn't speak no English. All they said, pop, pop, and put the AKs one in there. Pop, 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 pop. They couldn't get related to that. You know what I'm saying? It's dynamic of Chairman Fred. I've been in places. People speak no English. You know what I'm saying? I just came back from France. Saint-Denis, the largest populace of black people, you know what I'm saying, in Europe. And comrades there, again, that's the Chairman Fred is here, you know what I'm saying, in Brazil, that chapter there, they embrace it, you know what I'm saying, tapping to that and made it climb was comfortable to talk about, you know what I'm saying, because, you know what I'm saying, the West Side in particular, it was hit. It was hit hard. And I, you know what I'm saying, it came back and he salted the earth. So I'm not talking about Chairman Fred. So our stops. We still ride. We ride. I mean, you had people from all over come. You had representatives from the Young Lords. You did from the Black Disciples, the Black Stone Nation. You had the Indigenous community, Native. You had, you know what I'm saying, Tiny House Warriors. You had elected officials, you know what I'm saying, you had commissioners, trustees, mayors, about this. I mean, Mike Africa Jr., the Move family, you know what I'm saying, countless of people, you know what I'm saying, come from all walks of life, you know, showing their appreciations, you know what I'm saying, and their respect to be there. And then we left there, I think our next stop was the infamous Cook County Jail.
Yeah, after the mural.
Yeah, it definitely came to get the mural. Cannot forget the mural. The mural on Madison, California, corner of Madison, California. We say, meet us at the wall. We say, people should know where the wall is at. Kind of like we're saying, China, where the wall? You should know where the Great Wall is at. This wall was done initially by a comrade from Chile, speaking in English himself. And that was completed in 2010. And we upped the ante on this one, comrades from New York. And they done this. Robert Diaz and others, they came in and got this, the wall in Madison, California. And we did a group picture there. We dialogue. We say in church, we fellowship, broke bread. We left there after that, you know what I'm saying? We went to 16th and Springfield. The Spurgeon Jake Winters Medical Center, named it honor Spurgeon Jake Winters. And the Black Panther Free Medical Center was, you came there, you didn't have to, you know, explain why your last name may have been different than your father's last name. You know, you, Chairman Fred said, if you're sick, don't go down to Cook County Hospital. You go down there with a common cold, you dig, and you, somebody else might come in from another community, might need your sex organs, your brain tissue, you know what I'm saying? You come up dead. He said, come on down, see Dr. Feelgood. This is Health with Dr. Black Panther Party, Dr. Satchel. And we were right, we went to Spurgeon J. Willis that got took out earlier. Here we are, full circle, on the west side, where the Free Medical Center was at. And after we leave them, we got a phone call to Cassandra Greer and Dr. LaShawn. The people who were cooking out of jail waiting on us. We want to go to Cook County Jail, and this is because this is Division One, which Chairman Fred himself was held at. That was Cook County Jail before he was later transferred to State Bill and later subsequently transferred to Menard. And Cook County Jail has a notorious history. Cook County Jail, Gil Scott Hanlon talked about the horror stories. Now, you know, unfortunately, I was there. You did. Horror stories. It was significant because Cassandra Greer and Dr. LaShawn were there. Because Cassandra Greer. Widow of Nicholas Lee, who during the height of the pandemic, the coronavirus, under the tenure of Sheriff Tom Dart, she kept putting pressure on them, like, you know, to provide medical attention for Nicholas Lee, and which they denied him. He subsequently, amongst others, became a casualty, died in Cook County Jail. So it was important for her to tell that story and the court that was going on them. And the indigenous community, all the forces, they were there for the support. So we left there, came to Proviso East High School. Yeah. Tell my friend's alma mater. Well, he went to high school and he graduated in 1966. And we had the elders and youth right there, you know, and Shaka King, director of the movie, Shaka King, director of Julian Black Messiah. He rolled in the full, and man, you, a lot of people were saying, this is full circle, you know what I'm saying? I remember his face when he came to the Happy House. He's like, man, what, this is the same house? Because before we got there again, we were at Proviso East High School. We showed clippings of the movie Judas and Black Messiah, you know what I'm saying? And we had some testimonies from, you know, unscripted, unplanned. You know, a young brother who was locked up with me. He told some stories, testimonies about me being inside prison. Inside the concentration camps, he talked about how he remembered me. I remember what prison I was in with him, what gallery he talked about. We were in trauma, myself included. We put stuff to the back of our head. And when I first seen him, I told him who he was, what unit we was in. And he made mention about the case we would give, one of the cases we was given, the Uhuru 4. He talked about, you recall, when they had me behind a steel door. Sweatbox. And I remember some of the young brothers, they faced like, oh, they couldn't believe this. He was in prison. And, you know, I talked about this, yeah. And all the prisoners were told they couldn't tell, they'd be reprimanded for even talking to me. And he was one of them that would come to the door, and the door was so hot, it was so intense, that when I came to I remember just being nothing but boxer drawers, boxer underwear. And I would be at the steel door, and it would be so hot. And while he was telling this, while he was reminding me, I was actually getting physically hot. I was sweating while he was telling the story. And I would tell through the crack of the door, you know, the next moves, you know what I'm saying? He would take and relate to other prisoners. And he told me how it impacted him, you know. And this, I have not seen him since 1997. This is one of the war stories, you know, that we engaged in. And we talked about that. We left there. We came down to the Hampton House. And Brooke and other elected officials and people in general, we had the actual seal replaced in the house for the Hampton House. And you see some photographs of the comrade Cole and Jerry and the people from, it was good too, Brother Ray, I grew up in Inglewood, South Side of Chicago. And it was good to see all of that because a lot of people were very critical of me when I had to come take the helm of saving the Hampton House. They're like, man, you left over here. These people over here selling drugs, killing you. We need you back over here. And it was good to see that we had to come clean house over here. And they came out. You know, see what happened. It was a phenomenal showing, you know what I'm saying? And we was on cloud million. Still on cloud million. But better than Chairman Fred say, two proletarian revolutionary intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. We left there to go to the, we pulled past the Happen House guard. We pulled stop out there. 11. We're going to make our trip back over there, too. But we went down to the, we get there, and this was back again, I got to commend you and so many others, man. we get the Rico Shad, Healthy Hood, and others. I mean, they already on, you know, get the Cha-Cha, Chairman Cha-Cha manager door. Melissa, she touched down as we get there. See, time is on, there's a whole other force. It's all out there. The food setup is already set up. The propaganda is already set up. Stage is already set up. And these are different dynamics that you look at. A lot of state apparatus, they have these benefits. Okay, we got this set up. You come in, and they lay that for you. This takes a load up for you to have, you know, to have stuff moving. Sister Dr. K, others, they could glad of. Johnny Carr, Takari Johnson, others, who are MC, they on point. Y'all get the lineup running. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Panther Cub, and sometimes I got to be I don't want to be no octopus, but I got to do 8 things at one time. And obviously, we can help you, but a lot of people come with their own agenda. You all, your assistants did not come at the price of compromising our political line. A lot of people said, we'll help you at the expense of your line. This comes with that. Let us change it. Let us make this something else. You know what I'm saying? It was just constantly, it was respect by our structure. It was constantly, okay, Chairman, this color got to be here. We do blah, blah. But still, not stranglehold, not in the box. Oh, Chairman, what if we got this? We can still send it. This idea come. It was phenomenal, man. You know, everybody showed up and showed out, man. You know, man, it was phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? Again, you had, man, Larry Hoover Jr., so many others, you know what I'm saying, coming. Damn, you got elected officials here, you got this force here, you got this community here, this nationality here. It was a real change. It was a real deal change for Street's party. It was a hell of a thing. Our whole chair of friends, and we stay happy hunting ground, looking back saying, yeah, yes, indeed, right on. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, okay. I'm next question. Let me know if you got any questions, you know what I'm saying? I might have missed something.
So,
tell me,
the Aquatic Center, how is it going as far as getting the pool going for the summer coming up?
Timber Creek Aquatic Center. I want people to also do some. I just learned something recently too. Like even if the battles that went down to get it named after him, you know what I'm saying? It's it came into a close vote. It was mid 70s. It was a split between the trustees and the then mayor. Then, I mean, it was intense. It was bad. Like, no, you can't name it this. No, so it ended up being the Fred has an aquatic center. So we in process now battling to get it to be. The Chairman Fred Aquatic Center. So, this administration, this present administration, in the process of conducting a study to even revamp it, like make it bigger and better. You know what I'm saying? So, in the meantime, between time, we express our concerns. A lot of people are saying, "Hey, where are we at with this?" Because like I said, it sat there idle for quite some time, and it's a wrap. It's put up there now. And, man, it wasn't up there. In fact, I want you to see it. It wasn't up there. In fact, the mayor said he was kind of upset that it didn't get up there by the end. I made a joke. I said, I don't know if Mother Conrad or Corn Jerry could have handled too much of that back-to-back. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But the rap is a wrap up there. Before we leave, I'd like y'all to see that, too. It's a wrap that's around. And I encourage people to come see themselves, too, for this. And this is you know, saying until we while this process is going on, then to get the actual aquatic center, you know, open and up.
I want people to know how important it is that they support the movement too, so yeah, they can be able to highlight it.
Yeah.
I would say on August 30th, with the day being how it came out and everything. How would you like to see his legacy, Chairman Fred's legacy, continue on throughout the entire year up until December 4th?
Sky's the limit. You know, definitely was saying the programs we got, we want to up the ante. You know, so we're going to be, literally tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the rent-up, so I want to clean out. We need people to come over here and assist if they can to clean out the Hampton House of work. We've been saying this for quite some time. It's been tug and pull. We've been doing the clean out, renovating. That's happening. We need assistance with that. If some financial support people can, they go to Save the Hampton House, SaveTheHamptonHouse.org, hit the donation button, and go to Cash App, $, Save the Hampton House, PayPal, Chairman Fred Jr., at Gmail via PayPal. Well, they can actually come themselves and say, okay, how can we put some hands on with the assistance? And again, December 4th is our next major date, so we're going to start working on that, you know, ASAP. Come on through, you know what I'm saying? The work is consistent, you know what I'm saying? We're not just, we see the Hampton House is bigger than the building, more significant than the structure. So, you know, we're an international organization. We got work to do, Brazil, Milwaukee, California, you name it. Our next thing we've also, we're going to be in Oakland, California. We're in coalition with the Dr. UEP News Foundation, and it's UEP News' birthday. And we've got a couple of cats in the bag. We're going to release two on this, you know, these hood holidays we're doing, some more stuff coming up. But stay in contact with us, come through, support with the work the Black Panther Party Cubs are doing. So the Cubs are coming, the Black Panther Party Cubs are here.
Anything else you would like to add?
Again, I'm trying to come on and see this thing. This on film, it's wrapped, put up. I want people to stay in tune, repost it, share it. The Ministry of UEP News said, "Let the people, revolution is possible." Keep. I know there's a lot of different campaigns moving on. Keep us posted. We honored to be servants of the people. This is a phenomenal move. It's August 30th. Man, we are two proletarian revolutionary intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. Let's continue to up the ante. I'm looking forward to, I don't begin to call the men to come to Philadelphia because me and Mike Africa Jr., we got this thing like a tag team thing. He'd say, well, I don't do this move. You know what I'm saying? As you know, Chairman, I'm inspired by the Hampton House. Come on over May 13th. Watch what's going to happen. You get the key, open the door to the house. He can get on Sage Avenue. So I know I'm going to call him in a minute, you know. And so we look forward to this in Oakland with our comrades, CRC and others, October 15th. But, tune in every Wednesday for them on radio and whatever support they can. I gave those different avenues they can to support. Again, that's a way to keep revolution is impossible. It's gone free them all. So, comrade, do we got any callers in queue before I close out? Do we got any callers in queue there? Any questions?
No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come to queue, please press 1. Free them all.
Call in 929-477-3785. Press 1. Yeah, call in, you know. There was a couple of things that was on my mind. I wanted to get off my chest. I can't remember what it was, though.
Yeah.
I had a situation yesterday.
Yeah.
We was about to rap. And I was with a brother who did 28 years in prison. So we were walking, and these youngsters were getting geared up for their football practice. So one youngster, when he came over there, you know what I'm saying, he read his body language, he came, you know what I'm saying, he walked up, you know, out of eye contact. He stopped playing football, walked over there. Another youngster, he had said something to the effect, like he said, he's over there. His head was down. He mumbled something, said, and they had seen me speak before, and it's a stick in Africa they call a mishwack, like a chew stick, mishwack. And the dude had his head down and said, "Ain't that the nigga that had the tool in that wood?" And I said, "Shorty, watch your mouth. You get me confused. I ain't that nigga. I'm Chairman Fred." And I was giving, and then the brother with me, he's like, "Come on, Chester. No. Ain't no cop, no please, man. I don't engage in liberalism, man. You know what I'm saying?" I told him, I said, "So where you talk to men, where you talk to people?" And then I said, "We clear." He said, "Shorty trying to play, we cool. It's normal. We ain't cool. We clear." So you got clear, you know. And we were talking about the significance of the raps, who's on what images. And we was joking about it. I was telling the brother, he said, "Brother, no disrespect." I said, "Man, that's this client, this generation, they need structure." You know what I'm saying? Deprived of that, and then another older cat says, "Like, you know how these children out there?" I say, I know it's a bad time for good men and good women. I've seen what structure done for me. You know what I'm saying? And we ended up, you know, we ended up having a good conversation with the youngster though, man. But this the people said, so we just got to do with the case of discussion at hand. Even it's one of America's policies is to create chaos and restore order. And there's an old saying that goes, God created Africans and America made niggas. We add on to that, and that the machine manufactured Chirac. And, you know, I can't stress enough that when we talk about this war on our people, I people just think about the police is killing us. The different dynamics, the propaganda bombs that are placed in our community. I can't stress enough that I want them, people need to share and repost some images of Coco Gauff, the sister who, in tennis. Even that brother, I don't know, Omaha, the boxer. Can't call his name right now. Kari Richardson. These images will not get half the press, half the play that a Sukiano or a Sexy Red, you know what I'm saying? And people might dismiss them. And the sad thing, a lot of people don't even know who these names are. And somebody said to me, they said, Chim, how do you be knowing? How you be knowing about all these different rappers and stuff? I'm a servant of the people. I got to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know what I'm saying? And our body language, how we talk to each other. I say respect is something. We can back and forth, person, you know, how a person feels, but a respect. You know what I'm saying? And that's something, you know, that we have to really stress. I know it's a time that people say, well, these children ain't got it no more. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't compromising the line. You know what I'm saying? With nobody. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? I don't get, man, who it is. You know what I'm saying? And it's probably, you know what I'm saying? And I know we're capable of doing it, you know what I'm saying? And we had just had a situation, some discussion in St. Louis recently. I sat on Mike Brown, Senior, Cal, and some of the others, and we talked about different dynamics, you know. We look forward to making some moves, though. But I just want to throw that out there, too, you know what I'm saying?
Now, free them all, Brother Chip.
Free them all, comrade.
We have Mother Comrade on the line. Free them all.
Free them all, Mother Comrade. Yes, indeed. Welcome to Freedom Hall Radio. This is the widow of Chairman Fred Hampton, Mother Cool and Jerry. Freedom Hall, you there, Mother Comrade? Is she on? We losing?
No, she may be muted. Let me check, Jeff.
All right. Someone said, Jen, do they teach about the Fred Hampton School? We're working on putting that curriculum in the school. In fact, oh, yeah. Yesterday at Urban Elementary School across the street, he put forward the proposal that it be named Chairman Fred Hampton School. We're working on that, too, though. Yeah. That's from Miles of Bay. Yeah, great question. Great question. Let's work on being Chairman Fred Hampton. It don't hurt that bad. Just struggle to it. Yeah. She's young.
Free them all, Mother Comrade.
Free them all, free them all.
Free them all. Welcome free. To my radio, Mother Comrade. Yes, indeed. I know you still.
Listen, I'm still high off the people. I just want to say I'm not going to mention no names because I'll leave at least 900 people out. But that was a phenomenal event. The spirit is still high. I just want to commend the clubs, the people. And I want to commend myself for being named president of the advisory board of the Black Panther Party Cubs. It was an honor and a privilege to be on the advisory board. And the spirit of so many people just pitching in and doing whatever needed to be. One fall down, two more come up. You know what I'm saying? And they just
yeah.
They just do it. They just sell it. And it was, man, just all kind of people there, all ages, everything. Everybody was having a wonderful time. And I wanted to appreciate the mayor of Chicago who made it Fred Hampton Day from now and evermore. Mayor Booker and
Chairman Fred Hampton Day.
Chairman Fred, get me straight. That's right. Chairman Fred Hampton Day. I'm just so excited. I'm tripping over my words and everything. And people come. Were you really that surprised? Yeah, because they don't tell me stuff, and I just be messed up with the excitement of it, and I just be crying tears of joy just to see this work to continue. And I know for a fact that Chairman Fred Hampton is looking down from Revolutionary Happy Hunting Grounds, grinning and smiling, and say, that's the power of the people. That's the power of the people, and they doing it, you know. And it was amazing from start to finish. And if it wasn't nothing that could stop it, could stop the energy. And going over to Cook County Jail, it was phenomenal. And I don't know, man, I don't know what's going to happen December 4th, because every year everything gets better and better and better and better. And more and more people come out and they say, man, when y'all do this? Or, man, you ought to do this. You better get on this train while it's moving, for real, because there's so much more that's going to be done. And I'm just talking. I don't even know what all they got up their sleeve for December 4th. And I know they're not going to tell me. But I just want to commend the Black Panther Party Cubs for the work that they did. And there's so many people that adverse situations, they came on and did what had to be done. And I am just so proud. My chest sticking out like a damn turkey, for real. And power to the people, free them all.
Free them all, power to the people. Right on, Mother Comrade. We are honored and humbled to have you on our advisory board. I was humbled that you still, that you have not compromised in line. I mean, reverence and respect. And again, that was something that, you know, send the back-to-back of the mayor of Chicago, Mayor Johnson, and Mayor Maywood, Mayor Booker, you know what I'm saying, it was back-to-back, even the commissioners, trustees, and the people in general, you know what I'm saying, it was phenomenal energy. Different artists we had there, young YouTube Isaiah, Mazahi, you know what I'm saying, the video they coming out with, it was phenomenal, y'all. So, again, y'all make sure y'all start getting ready for December the 4th. Get your coats, you know what I'm saying? If it's cold, we're going to warm it up, though, you dig? So, again, International Revolutionary Day is coming up, December the 4th, International Revolutionary Day. The two major dates we have, August 30th and December the 4th, y'all. So, again, make sure y'all be here for December the 4th, y'all. We're going to talk.
Free them all, Brother Chairman.
Free them all, Sister Comrade.
We have Deputy Field Marshal G.O. on the line. Free them all.
Okay, they're gonna wrap on that end. We're gonna still take it through. Okay, there you go. Welcome, Free Mall Radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Free Mall, Chair.
Free Mall, that's Free Mall right now, Comrade.
Yes, sir. Man, I'm still, man. This 75 for Chet, man, for me. People familiar, I don't know if they're familiar. I'm from Maywood to Hat, man. This, man. I can't even. I'm trying to pinch myself. I'm like, Allison, like, man, Wonderland, like this. This is real. I can't, like, man. The work, the moves, the
yeah,
people
I
coming
just,
out,
I just
the support, like, even today, though, like, when we was, that little boy, he was like, he respected the structure. He's like, chairman for it, like, when he started, like, the whole.
No, yeah, yeah, man, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, today, we was coming past elementary school. Myself, Deputy Field Marshal, and some children came out, and they just said, Chairman Fred, you know, and it was something, man, you know, I just want to help relay what you're saying about, you know, like the surprise. A lot of people might be hearing this in the international listener audience, and you saying you can't believe it in Maywood. A lot of people may believe that it's not a big deal that they ain't growing up in Maywood. That's not no big phenomenon to be talking about Chairman Fred, but on the contrary,
right?
This has not been a discussion that's been had here, you know. So this is, I know sometimes you got to pinch yourself to figure out, okay, man, what's happening? And I told Mother Comrade, I said, I feel like not in the Bible, they're not what they call the prodigal son. I feel like the political son,
man.
I mean, the political son, you know what I'm saying? Not as an individual, but to be, you know, equipped, to come back. Park would tell people, you know, he's going to get his money right. He wasn't talking about the financial, you know, they're talking about his troops, is true, you know what I'm saying? And not, you know, I'm not equating myself to a prophet. I'm living, you know, say Prophet Muhammad, you know, so he left Mecca, Medina, to go get his troops together. And, you know, I mean, this legacy, to build, to come back and had this conversation, man. It's like you, like something stuck in your chest, you know, so you, and you can't say it, you know, you know what I'm saying? And they just, today, when those children said that, man, it hit hard.
Yeah.
It hit hard.
To see where they're coming from, where it's been, the lack of knowledge. So,
people say they have me. Is a bad word we saying out here? I mean, what the heck, you know, man,
out here, like man, and just to see the man, even with, like you say, with our electoral politics, but just see the transformation, to see the type that it's a new everybody out here with the electoral politics, with the street guys, with everything. It's a whole new different type of party. It's a life too, man.
It's a vigor. It's a life to it, man. Like, you know, once you won the parties and the people walk, there's a life to it, man, that I didn't see previously. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, man.
Yeah, and they didn't get a chance to see too on street party. The brother that was in that kidnapping there, they put man Happy Chairman Fred on the window.
Oh, I cannot. Yeah. I'm glad you remember that. Yep. Them brothers and sisters, they was calling us, man. Cassandra was calling us. The guys in the county jail. My fault. I'm glad you mentioned we got that. They was in the jail waiting on us in the windows. They were in the windows. They had long their Chairman Fred in the windows in Cook County Jail.
In the windows. Yeah.
They had long their chair in Cook County Jail. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you reminded me. That was something to go, man. And yeah, the guards, when they want to go move them, the guys in jail, the women in the jail, phenomenal, man.
Man, all the work. But Clint Smith, too, to you, Chair, like, man, for real, man, you've been carrying on this place, keeping us in line and everything, holding on, not compromising or none of that shit, Chair.
Which ain't no easy job.
Yes, sir. I already know. We don't make it easy, but we're trying to make it.
From the community,
we appreciate it.
You also said that today, man. It was something, man. Had this conversation open, man. You know, just, man. And people do take some of that for granted. Oh, yeah. No, and the battles. The battles.
Man.
And then the people. I just, man. Yeah. Yeah. I really want to see the time. I can't reiterate enough. Y'all go look at this sister Golf, Coco Golf. You know what I'm saying? Her acknowledging her father, her mother. You know, I was even looking at the different seating range where they're seating at. I don't know if they're together or not. However, the respect for her father and her mother. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
That's Shakari Richardson, man. What's the brother's name? The boxer. What's the brother's name?
I know exactly. McGregor.
You know, I mean, him and his sister got him and his lady. They got his wife got, I think, 6 children. Crawford. Malcolm's birthplace. Crawford. You look at even how he deal with other people, man. Like the brother he fought against, it's a climate. We really got to see the images and all that. It's a hell of a time, man. Straight up, it's a hell of a time.
Yes, sir.
Hell of a time.
Dang.
Omar Enterprise, man, that connection, man. If you ever see this Terrence Crawford, man, let the represent where you from, man. That thing, if Malcolm X, man, shut the summit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
know you might say, man, yeah, Chad, I got to go in a little bit because I know the battles, believe me, yeah, so you're easy. But, man, that's the dough in right now, y'all. That's an marker, at least. I tell people, I say, could you imagine the Field Marshal George Jackson, Minister UEP Newton, Chairman Fred, then Minister Fitz, bunch of kind of all them bills speech at the same time. Woo, we helped
man.
So I asked him, so people asked me, he said, Chairman, did you and Tupac ever get to sit down? I said, no, indirectly. I said, could you imagine? Oh, my, man, what?
Man.
What? Man. I'm saying with these images of Terrence Crawford, Coco Gauff, Sha'Carri Richardson, all these, man, flood these, man, we, man, flood them. Flood them.
Yeah.
The Kevin Fresh, Pete Party, or to flood those images. Repost those images, bing, bing, bing. But, man, pop, man, I tell you, you don't have you don't have the right force, the right season with these different dynamics, man. Look, look at the images, man. The Sha'Carri Richardson taking up coming as she is, the wig, man, moving. And then even like the picture they got her and sisters from Jamaica and other places. They said, don't get all of them together. They say they celebrating the culture, not the country. I said, whoa, watch out now.
Whoa,
don't get it twisted. They know. Oh yeah, America won. No, don't be trying to claim a motherfucking nine. Man,
they
all
snap.
Them together, the makeup of all them sisters out there and fans. And with this, those sisters that what you call it when they throw them discs, the white disc. She ain't getting no airplay. She done broke some records. When you spin around in circles and throw them disc. Can't think of her name.
Oh, what's her name, man? I be forget, man. I'm sleep on those sports. I had to
block. She throw the disc, man. Yeah.
The disc.
South It's better. Yeah. Man, post tag my play with her images of her. She, man, this and even I tell you, it's some youngsters, man. It's some youngsters.
Yeah.
Straight up. Who ain't, man? Ain't coming, you know, and God forbid, we can never forget our phenomenal swimmers, Aquaman and the Alabama All-Stars, y'all. We get, don't let that down for nothing.
Never.
Do not let that down for nothing. I tell you, gotta keep, man, the Alabama All-Stars, man, shout out to, man. The brother with the chair. I'm Chairman Fred now, y'all. People think you're the chairman.
Man,
keep on pushing them, man. Man, do not let the folding chair die. Do not let the folding Aquaman die. Flood them. They throw up a picture of these different rappers called us niggas and bees. Flood it. Aquaman and the images of the man. Come on, flood them. Sha'Carri Richardson. They got a little girl about 7. She's looking like Sha'Carri Richardson, and she's running back. And I said, oh, look at here. Images. And look, go look at Coco Gauff. Go look at Coco. As a child, she watched, I think, with Serena. She like, them images impact you. I first met Rakim. We was backstage in Detroit. Rakim said, man, hey, man. He said, man, Chairman, it's an honor to meet you. I said, man, listen, man, I'm riding around bumping the blazer. I'm riding a blazer. I got fire leaving back of my blazer. I got the cigar. I'm blowing smoke out the window. I said, man, you impacted me. I said, man, that's reality, y'all. The music, the image, it impacts us. It impacts us, y'all. The real talk. It impacts us, man. So let's give some real deal images, man, they can relate to, man, straight up. Yeah, man, it's a hell of a time, a season time. I want to commend these forces over here to the came down again, y'all. And let me give out a Black Panther Party Club and community condolences to Rico, his uncle, passed his family. And y'all, appreciate you. People's Pain Reflects. Also, Tanya Lozano, her children's father, drowned 31st, that late. We say Cub community condolences also. And to others who, you know what I'm saying, I may have negated the mention, you know what I'm saying, condolences out to y'all. You know, ain't no guarantee tomorrow's, but again, keep our heads up, eyes with this clinch, y'all. This is a hell of a man, hell of a time, hell of a time. Let's make history, take history, take history. Yeah, that's the feeling I feel, you know what I'm saying? I, and especially those who grew up here too. Like, you know, I remember, you know, even when you first touched down, me, he's like, man, I'm just saying, you know, he came before he even had a son. But now we, you know, that's up to Annie, y'all. That's up to Annie. How we looking? How we looking? I know we done. I want to take them up and see the rap. We're going to go see the rap, y'all. They ain't see. We're going to roll see the rap?
Well,
y'all got time?
You might see right now. They said they might be able to, depending on
what
time you go.
Okay. We're going to close out. I'm going to close out. Okay. All right, comrade. Hey, y'all, same time. Give us some comrade Daphne. If you can find some Tupac, if you're able to find any Tupac, that's rhetorical.
Well, you being funny, huh? Yeah.
Sister Comrade Daphne, born June 16th, 1971. In the words of Parker, she done reiterated, mama raised the hell, raised what it sing, man. And that's Sister Comrade.
Yes,
hey, man. It's a hell of a time. A season time. I mean, we did your birthday. You know, Pop's birthday, he'll be in the Hampton House. For the first 2 hours, it was just me and you right here. I'm just sitting there flashbacking on that.
Yep.
It was just us.
June 16, 2018. And that was the same day that Debbie Africa was released.
Damn. Wow. Woo.
That's something.
Man, history's been here, man. Hey, our revolutionary love respect. I appreciate you, comrade. I appreciate you, comrades. I appreciate, man. We appreciate Pac. Man, we appreciate what you put in, man. Hey, man. Hey, shit. That lady say, stop trying to compare Pac to these other motherfuckers. I say, watch out now. Give us a Pac to take us on out.
Looking for these better days. Hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Better days, better days, better days. Hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Time to question our lifestyle, look how we live. Smoking weed like it ain't no thing. So even kids wanna try now, then lie down and get ran through. Nobody watches them clocking the evil man do. Faced with the demons, addicted to hearing victims screaming. Guess we was evil since birth, product of cursed semen. Cause even our birthdays is cursed days. A born thug in the first place, the worst way. I love to see the block and peak with no more jailers and crooked cops. The only way to stop the beast, and only we can change. It's up to us to clean up the streets, it ain't the same. Too many murders, too many funerals, and too many tears. Just seen another brother buried, plus I knew him for years. That's my family, but what could I say? Keep your head up and try to keep the faith, and pray for better days. Better days, better days. Hey, better days. I'm thinking about better days. Better days, better days, better days. Hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Thinking back as an adolescent, who would've guessed that in my future years I'd be stressing to say the ghetto sick and corrupt. Plus my PO won't let me hang with the brothers I grew up with. Trying to keep my head up and stay strong. All my homies slanging yayo all day long, but they wrong, so I'm solo and so broke. Saving up for some joy, cause they dope. I got a girl and I love her, but she broke too. So am I, can't take her to the place she wanna go to. So we argue and play fight all day and night, making passionate love to the daylight. Plus we about to get evicted, can't pay the rent. Guess it's time to see who really is your friend. Tell me you're pregnant and I'm amazed. So many blessings while we stressing, looking for the better days. Better days, better days, better days. Hey, better days. Thinking about better days. Better days, better days, better days. Hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Now me and you was real cool. Hell on them square fools. Just back in high school, we was true, me and you. Hardly part of them separated, we stay faded. Affiliated with gangbangers and still made it. Up in the gym, mess with me, gotta mess with him. Still dressing like grown men when rolling. Out in the dark, smoking Newports, gaming Mark. Got a place in my heart, homie, stay smart. Locked you up in the pen and gave you 3 to 10. I send you letters with Netflix and post print. Hoping you well, I know what's hell. Doing time in the cell, you need mail when you in jail. And me, I'm doing cool. reminisce and wonder how we ever came to this. I miss the better day. Better day. Better day. Hey. Thinking about better days. Better days. Better days. Better days. Hey. Better days. Got me thinking about better days. Send this one out. All I don't know is that I'm Clinton lockdown, Black and Violent. All them dudes I was locked up with. E-Block, F-Block, Bella H.